Don, is that you coming on the line?
Well, Paul, I believe I'm on the line. Can you hear me?
I can now. It's.
Well, that's appreciated, I'm sure. Thank you.
Well, I appreciate you coming on and sharing the next hour and dispensing with your wisdom. It's still it's almost 7 o'clock, so people will be coming on here right away, and we'll get started. We're going to keep this conference call to less than an hour tonight so that it'll cause Don and I to be concentrated in the things that we say. But tonight we're going to try to focus not only on the compensation plan, because to really make a compensation plan work, you have to have a marketing strategy behind it, or have the compensation plan included into a marketing strategy, and really have it really thought through so that you can know not only how you're going to be rewarded, but how you're taking this message to people in order to build a business. So we're going to start off tonight by talking more about the marketing strategy behind this compensation plan. And, you know, Don, one of the things that really excites me is that when Oi Lin first presented the presentation to me, and I know you and Oi Lin had chatted somewhat before I saw it, it was the fact that she had gone back to the old stair-step breakaway system that we were so successful with historically, and we were really wanting to see reinstated several years ago. And so to have them come up with what I think is a very, very good version of this really excited me once I saw what Oi Lin was proposing. And so go ahead.
I was just going to say that's a great observation, because I think a lot of people, when they first look at this plan and this program, are going to be taken aback by it. And I think you just stated that there's something that you have to read and digest once or twice to understand the real power of it. So good observation.
Hey, Don, are you on a landline? You're kind of breaking out on this.
Well, I'm on a cell phone. Let me try this one. Hold on. You talk, and I'll try to change something here.
Okay. Today I was down talking to my mechanic, and he made an interesting observation. He says, Paul, you never want to buy a minivan with an automatic door. And I says, well, I don't want a minivan, but why would I not want a door? And he says, well, I just had him a customer bring in a minivan. The door wasn't working, and by the time they bought all of the equipment, and then the 5 hours it would take to put that equipment in to fix the door, he says they've got a $2,000 bill for something that just opens the door. He says this new technology frequently on cars just isn't worth it. And as he was talking about that, it reminded me of what we're dealing with here in terms of our compensation plan, because so many companies, and we have ourselves, want to try new things, new ideas in terms of compensation. And as far as I'm concerned, to go back to what we know works, something that's solid, it's simple, it's proven itself, it's the kind of technology that we don't have to go out and say, well, gee, is this going to work or not, really is very valuable, because we can go out there with a lot of faith in the fact that if we put this plan into play, we're going to see substantial rewards coming from it in the next little bit. And so really the question tonight is, what's the marketing strategy, what's the compensation plan, and how can I apply it? And so, you know, Don and I have talked a lot about marketing strategy, and I asked Don to take a few minutes and talk about how the market is changing, how what we're doing now fits with a lot of the market forces out there. Don, are you back on?
I'm back on. Am I any better in terms of breaking up?
Well, you are right at the moment, so go ahead.
Listen to the best.
Thanks, Paul. You know, I think that's an important thing for us to realize that we are marketing the product. Yes.
It's not coming through really well. Do you have access to a landline?
I do not at this location. I apologize for that. Okay, I'm just breaking up. I'm going to come up with a solution here. And you talk for a while to see if I can figure that out.
Okay. Well, we'll talk about that a little later. Let's go ahead and start with the compensation plan itself. When I first got the email from Wei Lin, I woke up early. It was 6 in the morning. I grabbed my phone and looked to see what had happened over the night, and I'd gotten a 2 a.m. email from Wei Lin, and she said, I think we need to increase the business leader qualification to $10,000, and I fell out of bed and thought, holy smokes. But then I opened up her presentation and started reading what she was actually proposing and got very excited. And then what she was referring to was the accumulated volume, which is a no-brainer. I mean, that's you kind of do that just in building up there. But as I saw that she had really solved a lot of problems that I personally had struggled with. You know, how do we take what we have and get back to where we need to be without having abnormal changes that will cause us not to be able to go forward and really build? And as I looked at what she was proposing, I got very excited because I could see that she was giving us not only a great compensation plan, but a conversion that we could get everybody from where we were at onto the new system without a lot of economic instability in most circumstances. And it was a system that we could really build with. And so, Don, when you get back, just go ahead and let me know. But let's just go through the compensation plan so that we can really understand it and help you to understand the ins and outs of it and why it's here. First of all, the customer program is pretty much the way it was. They do have, you know, all the numbers are changing a little. You still have the 20% customer bonus or retail profits. And when a customer purchases less than $100, they'll be purchasing at full retail. And so there's here again, it's motivating them to buy higher levels of products. If they buy $100 worth, then they'll get the 5%. And if they purchase the $200, then they'll get 10%. And as an IBO upline, you'll be making the difference between the 20% and whatever they're paid. And so, you're working up from 0% up to the 10%. If they want to go more than that, then they have to choose whether to stay as a customer or to move on to the IBO program. The Independent Business Owner program, we still get into it the same way that we have forever, and that's they buy a $100 Fortune Delight pack. Then as their upline, you would receive the training bonus and the retail profit on it. And so it's very profitable to get out there and to bring people in as IBLs. Now, one of the problems with our old program was that once they became an IBO, the percentages that you made on them weren't so high that it got people excited about going out and getting them moving. Well, that's really changed a lot because the percentages are now there. Again, it's the old stair-step breakaway, and so the best way to really understand the new IBO bonus is to relate it to the old consumer development bonus where that you stair-stepped up. And in this case, we're stair-stepping up from 0% up to 20% by 5, 10, 15, and 20. And so you've got your different ranks. We start at the IBO rank. There's really no qualification to be there. You're there and you don't get, and you're at the 0% payout. Now, when you have reached 500 in accumulated purchases and you do 200 in personal and 200 in your monthly group, so basically they're the same, then you would get 5%. Now, a lot of our IBO customers will be settling in at this level, which is good because some of the higher bonuses still require that you do sponsor and have a certain number of people, and we'll go over that later. And so by having that trainer level at the 200, we're getting people motivated to buy into that trainer level. Then, once you have become a trainer, then you can move up to supervisor. Again, that's you have to have that 200 personal volume. And so all of the old 100 personal volume requirements is now bumped up to 200. And that's pretty easy to do because I think, at least in my personal group, the average purchase of a customer is well over $200. But once you do a monthly personal group IBO of 1,000 and you've accumulated 3,000, then you bump into the 10%. And then you've got the manager where it's, again, 200. You have to do a monthly personal group of 3,000 and you have accumulated 6,000, you're up to the 15%. And then once you're a business, you do 200 personal, 5,000 personal group IBO dollars and you accumulate 10,000, you'll get the 20%. But the first month you do that, you do stay in your old business leader's personal group, so it contributes towards their personal volume. The second consecutive month that you do the 5,000 with 200 personal, then you break off as your own independent business leader group. Now, some things to keep in mind with the IBO bonus is that, like the stair-step breakaway system, everybody doesn't earn those percentages, but you earn the percentage of your level and the level of your downline. So if I'm a business leader and I have a customer that does their $200 a monthly personal group volume, they'll get 5% of that. Then I'll get the difference between the 20% and their 5, so I'll make 15% on that customer. Now, on the other hand, if I have, like I do have a group back east, and they typically will do between 1 and 2,000 a month, and so they'll typically be a supervisor group back there, and she'll be paid out 10% for her activity back east, and I will make the difference of that of 10% because, of course, I'm at the 20%, so I make the difference between that 10% and my 20. Now, the stair-step breakaway concept does have areas that you have to be aware of, and here's where we get into the strategy part of working it right. If you go out and start building a personal group, but you get one real excited person and you put all your effort into one or two people, then the chances of them being very close to your level is very high, and so your payout would be very small because you only, again, make the difference between their level and your level. And so as a strategy, when you're building a personal group, you want to be as far ahead of everybody else as you can possibly be. You do this by building width, which means that you want to have a lot of customers out there. And so if you've got 20 customers, then you're going to have a couple of builders that will get up into the higher percentages as they work towards business or the business leader rank. But primarily, you want your personal group to be customers who are buying product. And that way, they will all be down in the 0 or 5% range, and you'll be up at the 20%, and you'll be getting that 15 to 20% difference on their purchases. And then as you find people that want to build up into be leaders, then they come along more on the side, because if you've got $5,000 worth of customers out there, and then you get a builder come into that, then they will not be able to get up real close to you until they have the volume that gives you bonuses because they are doing the $3,000 or $4,000 a month. And so keep that in mind, that that you want to go really wide in building that personal organization.
Paul, can you hear me now?
Yes, that sounds better.
Okay.
I did, but it dropped out of my head just as you came on. So.
And I apologize for that, Paul. I have a tendency to do that because you write it down this time. Let me just say that what you described is a very simple explanation of what has to be done. This is the way we built up massive volumes back in the 80s. This is not the most creative plan that has ever existed in the world, but it's been the most effective plan we've ever seen. And let me tell you from a business standpoint why. When you have a company that has one or two or three products, you've got to dance with your plan to make it effective. When you have 400 products in your plan, you have to have a basic consumer to build them with. And this plan fits more appropriately with what we have to offer. And you just described exactly how it works. When you build width with your consumers and look in depth for your builders, you're going to be able to build that wide, deep income that we all appreciated, those of us in the business back in the 80s and early 90s. And if we go back to that philosophy and understand that what you just described is correct, we'll build. Now, the important thing is that that fits more appropriately in the 2013 marketplace of retail than it even did in the 80s. In the 80s, we sold products that nobody ever had, nobody ever heard of. We were so far ahead of the curve that we develop business just from the wow impact of, geez, I've never heard of this. What we do today is we compete with people that are inundated with products that sound similar to what we're doing that lack quality. Therefore, the results aren't there. Well, we know a product and carry us, but we also have a market that is now aware of our terminologies. SunTrim Plus, for example, when we talk about our ingredients, we talk about how it works, it sounds like the same kind of thing they're hearing on Dr. Oz's because it is, but it's better. The fact that those Dr. Oz products are always individual products, individual ingredients, one plant, one herb, one vitamin, goes back to our strength because of the concept of the combining of the plants that's so powerful. When people talk about antioxidants, our products are there. Our literature supports it. So, Paul, what we're going to have to do is really understand that if we're going to get incomes that's going to excite people and change our lives, we have to dramatically increase the number of people that consume this product directly related to our businesses. This duplication concept goes from us offering product to one or two people who tell other people about the product. Don't be afraid of adding 10 or 12 customers to your business a month by saying, oh, I'm a failure because I don't have a business builder. As you said, Paul, that business builder will emerge when all of a sudden he invites two or three of his friends to a call you're doing or receive some of your literature, however you're going to build your business and with. And they're going to say, okay, you know, as an IBO, I realize that if I get to $1,000 in volume amongst my friends, I'm going to get $5, $10, $50 back. That little bit of excitement is a motivation. Those are referral bonuses that they're going to receive. The company takes care of all the payment and tracks it. But what it does is it builds like it always did in the past to your future. So your volume goal has got to be 10,000 a month. And the reason we say that is because if you have somebody that's hot and growing, they're going to drive you so far past 5,000 when they break with their 5,000 away from you, you're going to be desperate if you don't have an additional 5,000 in the bank. So your goal of building width, when you'll hear us, Paul and I will talk about this for the next 6 months, that your volume needs to be in the $10,000, $12,000, $15,000 range. It isn't because of some dramatic effect we're trying to make. It's because that's what's going to keep you solid. Related to the retail business, if your whole entire business is focused around selling snow shovels and snow tires and snow chains, you die summertime, okay? But if you're in a business that handles everything that the automobile needs, then or everything the home needs or whatever it might be, then you go from season to season to season. In the retail business, we've learned a long time ago that people move, people change locations, people move south for the winters or west for the winters or whatever they might do to avoid climate change. People might move because their bodies change. People might move because their kids, their grandkids move. Sunrider can move with them because of the product. So we never have to look at our people as being dependent upon us as the source. The company will do that. But we have to constantly be looking for new people because people's lives and styles change. So when you talk, as you have, Paul, about the volume we need, the strategy has got to be based upon the goal of the number, that $10,000 to $15,000 a month, for that strength. Because with this new plan, your income becomes pretty incredible once you do that. Because you said it as clearly as I've ever heard it stated, when you can have a large percentage of your customers, let's say 60% of your customers, never do more than 100 or 200 at any given month and have no desire to do the business, you're working on a full 20. And what you and I know about the business, and when you study the plan, you realize it's a full 30% you're making on the purchases. So you can make $60 on each one of those customers a month. That is a tremendous profit and as good of a profit as you'd ever get if you had a retail store. And that's the mentality you have to have. It's a large number of consumers consuming reasonable amounts of product. Didn't mean to interrupt your ball and take away your thought, but I thought you were right on target with what you were saying.
That's okay. I've recovered the thought. And that is, we have to keep in mind that every month that you want to make a percentage, you have to meet those qualifications. Some people have been confused because of the accumulated, thinking that if I can just get to supervisor at 10% or manager at 15, then I'm locked in and then I always get that percent. And that's not true. You have to the payout's based on what you do that month. And it, you know, this whole system is designed to create growth and volume, and that's what we need to have. Now let's talk, Don, about the next two bonuses, which is your business leader performance bonuses, because they all tie together helping that new person to establish a fairly substantial income right off the bat by becoming a business leader. Now the old business leader performance bonus, as you recall, was based on being a qualified business leader and also sponsoring one or two people a month and having somewhere between 10 and 20 people purchasing from the company. Now, this put an undue stress on a lot of different business leaders, and so Boy Lynn has seen the wisdom of making these upfront bonuses primarily not based on sponsoring. And so the business leader performance bonus, which is an additional 5% bonus, you achieve that simply by qualifying as a business leader. And so if you are close to being a business leader, do that extra little bit, you're going to end up with $250 in your pocket. And that's very exciting. But the thing that goes beyond that, before I leave that subject, there's a lot of people that I work with, and I'm sure Don and others, who are not into the networking part of Sunrider, never have been. They're running clinics or they're selling out of a retail situation, but they don't sponsor a lot. And so the last program was a killer for them because they could never or never would sponsor so they could get up into the higher percentages. And now they can get a 25% maximum payout on their personal group without ever sponsoring a single individual. And so now all those folks that are working out of chiropractor shops, or they're running their health food stores, or they have clinics, or they're whatever it is, can make a really good return, because that 25% plus the 20% retail gives them a good profit margin to work off of. Don, do you want to say anything about this before we move on to the high performance?
Yeah, I do, because one of the weaknesses we had in the last plan was if somebody was at $2,700 and there was no motivation to go to $3,000, they really didn't make any more money. Now, if you're at $4,600, $4,400, $4,700, whatever it might be, there's a motivation for the last 2 days of the month to call a few people up that haven't purchased, to go out and make a few sales. Because once you hit the $5,000, as you just said, there's a 5% kicker in that, which, depending on what you purchase, is going to be almost a pure $250 profit. Plus, if you move $200 on your own, and that $200 were to be, let's say, even at an IBO price, there's 25% of that $200, which you make $50. There's a tremendous incentive to push to the level. And that's what we did not have, was the person that understands numbers didn't get anything for it. So you point out the great benefit of people that don't build. They're not builders. They're not networkers. But the advantage of people reaching this goal, we don't have enough goal-reaching activities in Sunrider. This is a key one right now, setting that goal at $5,000 and being paid to get there.
Yep. Now, for those that want to go beyond just the $5,000, they want higher income, that's when we bring in the Business Leader High Performance Bonus. This is a brand new bonus. Now, this one is where sponsoring does kick in. But, hey, if you're going to go for a 10,000 personal volume, the chances of not sponsoring people or IBOs to help you in that effort are going to be fairly small. And so it builds into the business strategy. But if you, as a business, a qualified business leader, if you sponsor three people in the last 3 months and you have 10 active IBOs, and now an active IBO is anyone in your personal group who is an IBO and who has ordered $200 worth of product in that month, and they're on the computer. Now, if you meet those qualifications, then you can work up to an additional 5% payout, and every $1,000 over $5,000 that you hit, you'll get an extra percent. So at $6,000, you get a 1%. At $7,002, at $8,000, 3%, at $9,000, 4%, and $10,000, you get an additional 5%. And now you're up in the 30% personal bonus on your personal group volume. Now, the exciting thing here is that you can make a substantial income simply on these three bonuses. You know, we've got people, in fact, I was talking to Trish Holder up in Winnipeg, and she's probably on the line with us tonight. Well, she had over 20,000 in personal volume in December, and so on this new program, and I don't know how large her folks are that are coming up through the ranks, but her maximum income on that would have been 6,000 less whatever her higher volume people are. So I'm guessing she probably, just on these bonuses alone, $4,000 or $5,000, and then you add all the other bonuses, and all of a sudden you're talking some pretty serious income. And to me, that's very exciting, because a business leader who does no duplicating, but just really is good at sharing Sunrider's products with people, can make a very livable income. Don?
Yeah, you know, Paula, what happens, what we don't do now, there is an advantage to being an IBO. In the past, we became an IBO and somebody bought $80. You didn't make any money on it. So we're like, I'm not going to make somebody an IBO unless I know they're going to build a business. Now, the incentive for somebody to be an IBO is, A, if they invite 500 friends in, they get credit for what they bought and possibly can make a bonus. The purchase of the fact that they're an IBO helps you with a minimum of a month. But I would say this, no matter what you do in your business, we have not changed the fact that this business can still be a business where you're not required to carry an inventory. And it's difficult for me to really express how huge that really is. Because when you're in the retail business, you've got a percentage of your profit that goes for the inventory. Whether the inventory is sitting or moving, you still have money tied up. You can do a business $10,000, $20,000, $30,000 a month in volume and never touch more than what you consume. That is unheard of in the retail industry, because now if you're talking about a 30% profit and never touch it, you're talking about money that doesn't normally exist. You're talking about no employees. You're talking about no overhead. The power of what this plan does is put the money in your pocket, but yet not change how you could do business or how you should do business in 2013. It needs to be on the go. It needs to be mobile. And it needs to be fluid. Those are the three things that are going to make business successful. That's why Amazon is exploding. eBay does huge. All companies are on websites today because people would rather have product delivered to their home. And the fact that we make that part of what we do allows you to increase your volume and still be current with what the market trends are today. So, Paul, these people, like you said, that aren't out building networks are going to be successful. But those of us that see the value of networking are going to be able to offer people just that package that exists and make substantial money while they're building an organization. So we've got both of them covered now that we're back to the stair-step plan. Now, you're right about one thing. People that don't do anything and don't have any volume are not going to get a check anymore. You're not going to get any money or any rebate just for making a purchase as we had before. This isn't going to be run like the U.S. government where people get paid for doing nothing, which I hate to be cynical about, but it's true. This is going to pay people who do perform or have performed in the past. You will continue to earn what we used to refer to all the time as residual income. this is going to be powerful, and it's going to be really an effective tool as we go back into the business that way.
Okay, let's go to the next bonus. Now we're leaving the upfront bonuses where the business leaders are creating the foundation for their own business, and this is the bonuses which really are going to those that will go to the next step, which is creating a network of people, of leaders, to go out and do the business as well. The first one, of course, is the leadership development bonus. That's 16% of SV. That really has not changed except a mathematical change. It does not change the amount of money each of us will be earning in our downline, but the way they calculate will be changed. So instead of looking at your recap and seeing, oh, they had 3,000 SV and I'm getting 6% of that 3,000 times, like in the U.S. and Canada, it's like 1.14, 1.15, and then that gives you the amount you're going to earn on them. Everything's going to be done on dollars. Now, the advantage to this is that it will be simpler to explain to other people because you're not switching between dollars and SV. Everything's done in dollars. When you look at your recap, the only thing that's going to change is the fact that it's 5,000, or it'd be, say, $3,000 or $5,000, from that person or that business leader times the 6% equals a lot more points. But when it gets down to calculating the dollar amount, those points will drop dramatically, and so it'll be like 52 cents instead of $1.15 or whatever it is. I have no idea until we see it. But the end figure, that dollar amount you're paid, will not change. And that's the critical thing to understand, is that even though they're calculating it based on dollars, the amount that you'll be paid out is going to be the same. Now, again, the leadership development bonus is really the core bonus that we depend on for our long-term income, and that just hasn't changed. Don, do you have any points on that?
No, just that I think the real important thing is if you're a business leader and you have no downline business leaders, that means nothing. If you do have an organization of business leaders, what you just described is immaterial also. We're going to get paid the same money. It may look different on the check. It really has more to do with how she's calculating things internationally. So foreign countries, whether it be any of the foreign countries, Europe or Australia or whatever might be on the call this evening, you're going to have a qualification number, as we do in the United States, $5,000. How we're paid, the SV will be standard across all the countries, and that's the bottom line. So to be honest with you, Paul, I looked at that and I just ignored it because she confused the living daylights out of me when she said, the bottom line is if you were making $2,000 in leadership, you're going to make $2,000 again. So that's my major concern. But the beauty of this plan is that the business leader's income is going to go up. The leadership income doesn't change. So for those of us that are business leaders on the phone, meaning that we have any downline business leaders, our income is going to dramatically go up when we take our business from 3 to 5, but going to 5 to 10, 15 to 20 in our own groups. Our income is going to go up dramatically, and that's where we have to focus. Every one of us needs to focus on that, unless we have no interest in creating additional income. And that's a choice each one of us have to make. If we really don't want to do any work and we really don't want to increase our income, then we really don't have to do anything. But now we have an opportunity to generate it from actually producing work and then getting a dollar's worth, in my opinion.
Okay. Now, the group group business leader performance bonus, which is 4% of SV. Now, you have to understand the objective of this is not just a bonus to motivate people to become group, but it's a bonus that not only motivates people to become a group business leader, but then to drive depth into your organization, because it's kind of hard to understand sometimes the real increase in income to us as leaders that you get from building depth. And so many of our compensation plans have been focused on just building width but no depth. And so the group business leader performance bonus has been adjusted to reflect this desire to drive depth in your organization. So to qualify for it, you have to be a business leader, a group business leader, a qualified group, can get all the adjectives in here, a qualified group business leader, you have to sponsor 3 IBOs in the last 90 days and have 10 active IBOs in that current month. And you need to attend company meetings, conventions, and so forth. Now, if you do those things, you'll be paid out. For every $100 in your personal group, you'll be given 6 points or 6%. So if you have 5,000, you're going to make 300 points. You'll also get 6% on your first level business leaders who are qualified. The second level business leaders who are qualified, you'll get 2% on, and the third level, you get 1% on. Now, we have no idea what this is going to equal, because until we see it shake out on the first month, which we'll see on April 20th, we really don't know how this is going to affect or what the point value will be worth, how much the bonus is going to be, but I'm guessing it's going to be reasonably close to what it was before, except for those who have built depth or who are going to build depth. But again, that's we as leaders will tend to build where there's income that comes from it. And so by having that depth there, all of a sudden, instead of just looking at my personal group and my first level, I'm interested in my second and third level as well. And so it kind of changes the dynamic of what you're looking for as a leader. Don?
Yeah, I think that's a key point. And then, Paul, I think it goes back to some of the strategy you and I were talking about before. And that as the leaders in this company go out and aggressively put together programs of work and increase the volume in the company, these pools of money, which is where this comes from, is going to increase. So we all sort of share in that growth. There's really not a whole lot of reasons for anybody to be selfish and not share the success they have or what they do. Because if we can take the company volume and double it in the next 2 years, that fund will double. And the more people that are doing volumes of 10 or 20,000 a month, which is going to increase their income, the more money there is in these pools. So the real leadership aspects of what's going on in this business need to come to light. So when we say if you're not interested in doing with the business, that's okay, get out of the way, because some of us are, because we know where the money is, and we're going to know how to grow that. I think everything that you just described, Paul, points out that the emphasis goes back to what the individuals do themselves and what they do to increase their volume and what we do to increase consumer participation. I think those are the three key elements to what all those plans are driven by.
Okay, let's go on to the profit sharing, and this won't take long because it's fairly similar to the group director performance bonus. There's not quite so much money in it, and we also, the profit sharing includes lead as well as group and above business leaders, but it's paid out on the same concept of your points you earn on your first three, your personal group and your first three levels of qualified business leaders. Instead of being paid out monthly, it's paid out in December and in June so that you can use that money for the convention if you want. But the purpose behind it is the same as the group performance, is to build depth. Don, you want to say anything about that, or should we just go on to the travel incentive?
No, keep going. You're doing great.
Okay. The travel incentive fund is designed for business leaders and lead business leaders primarily to help pay for going to the convention. The requirements are that you have to qualify as a business leader, and so the more you qualify, the more points you earn, and you have to qualify the last 3 months of the bonus period, and you must attend the annual Sunrider convention in order to earn that travel incentive fund. And so if you qualify for 6 months as a qualified business leader, you'll earn 1 point. If you qualify for 9 months, you'll get 1.5, and if you qualify for all 12 points, then you'll get 2 points out of it. Now, a couple of things to keep in mind with this is that before, anybody that had downlined qualifying business leaders had to go to every convention in order to qualify to keep getting that leadership development bonus. Well, Sunrider has altered that a little bit by saying that if you're a business leader or a lead business leader who has a downline, you don't have to come to every convention. You can come to every other convention. Now, once you get your income built up, you'll probably want to be to all of them, but if things are tight or you have circumstances that happen, then you can take that year off, and it won't affect your downline payout to you. And so, in my mind, this is certainly better than the way it was before, because it was, for some people it became too much for them. But the reality is, Don, and correct me if I'm wrong, because I don't get the TIF travel incentive fund, but these travel incentive funds have been fairly substantial amounts of money in times past, and probably will in the future. For you who are looking at the cruise that's coming up this summer, which is going to be a great cruise, but it may not be something that fits your circumstances right now, if you went to the 2012 convention in Long Beach, then you're not required to go to the cruise. But
I think I said something about this travel incentive, about who goes and who doesn't, because what's important, a lot of people at the group director level or higher have always said, well, why don't we get the money? And I think the reason this decision was made many years ago was to make sure that our young and upcoming people, the ones that are building their business, who have only achieved the business leader, lead business leader rank, can get the most amount of monies as an incentive to attend that or to bring somebody with them. And that was the reason the change was made, and I think that's the reason the majority of us support that. If people are wondering why don't group and above get it, that was the reason.
Yeah, and that's very true. The other thing that was adjusted or changed was that if you are a sometime qualifying group business leader and you qualify five or less times in the year, then you actually would qualify as well for the travel incentive fund.
Good point.
Now, as far as the conversion, I outlined that fairly well in my sheet that I sent out to everybody. But I think one of the key things to keep in mind on the conversion is that we have been given a period of time to get up to that 5,000 level, and you're not really losing anything, including income. In fact, most people who, even if you're a qualified business leader now and you end up as a supervisor, you're still making more than generally than what you were before. And so everybody that I've talked to, even though they may be losing a rank, and some of them that we've looked at a fairly substantial drop in rank, their actual income that they'll make has been very close or more than their previous income. And so that makes the conversion, there's obviously the fact that I won't be qualifying as a Silver Master for a while. It doesn't bother me as much as not getting the extra income, but as I look at it and say, okay, am I better off or not? Am I willing to give up a little now in order to have the opportunity to start seriously building on a program that I can go out and get very excited about? And I have to say that in my mind, we're far better off getting onto this, making the conversion, and then getting people back on board or finding new people. And Don, we've talked a lot about this, on how that we are at a point where we can't sit on our old people, but we have to go out, look for a younger group. We have to get out and get new customers, new leaders, and new builders. And that's what this system does. It gives us that opportunity. You want to weigh in on the conversion?
I do, Paul, because I think that's a key point. When we look at what we want to do in the next 3, 5, 10, 15 years, we have to be looking at the growth that's built into that, and that only happens when we have something that's exciting. Now we can tell somebody, when you get to $2,000, this is the kind of money you can make, but we're trying to get you to $5,000, because $5,000 is going to give you between $900 and $1,500 a month, depending on how your business is structured.
That's the kind of money that people now can look at and say, okay, now I'm looking at a part-time income. $1,500 a month I can put in the part-time category. It can help me with some of the bills that I have in my family. We have not been able to do this with the existing plan we're working under today. So where people want to go out and engage and add people to the business, or if they wish to just increase consumption of the people they have, they're not going to be paid a fair time for that. And if you look at your time as being worth $20 or $30 an hour, which is far more than you can make working at any store in the country, that you can't make that kind of money as a part-time job, now you can say, okay, I'll put 5 hours a week into this, five steady, solid hours, if I'm going to make $200 doing this. We now have something that allows people to look seriously at their business. And when we get people back into that business mindset, even if it's short-term, it's going to help all of us that are long-term. So this conversion over the next, it's more than 90 days, actually, because we're beginning it today and we don't totally get engaged till June 1st. Getting to the $5,000 will not be an issue for anybody that looks at this as a business. If somebody is looking at this as just something they're going to continue to coast through life with and put no energy into it, it can be an impact on your position. There's no question about it. It may seem like an impossible task. You can't accomplish anything sitting in a chair doing nothing. So I believe this is going to help separate those that actually would like to do something and those that have no desire to do something. And we're all still friends. That has nothing to do with it. So we do have something now that we can work with. And as you just earlier said, Paul, this is something to get excited about because it is something to work with. This is a tool that allows us to actually form a business the way we want to form it. It can look like a lot of different things to a lot of different people. There's a versatility to this that hasn't existed for 20 years. And I really like what it allows us to do, particularly in a marketplace in 2013 that requires flexibility, requires movement. We have those two key variables, which is going to be huge over the next 5 years. So as we continue to develop products and information that helps people function, we now have a plan that supports that. And everything about this plan can do that.
Okay. Now, we had a few questions that were asked. The first one, probably for me, one of the more popular questions was, why can't we have all the unqualified business leaders roll into our personal groups because of the issue of them not being in that personal group? They tend not to get the attention we'd like to give them. And, you know, historically, that's been a question that's been asked every time there's been a compensation plan change. And originally, they did roll back in, and then I think sometime in the 90s, it was taken out of the program. Now, one of the reasons why I don't think it's a good idea at this very moment is that the majority of business leaders out there right now are unqualified. And if you were to take all that volume and put it into people's personal group where the company's going to be paying out 25% to 30% on that volume instead of the 5%, 10%, and 15% that's going to be going out for most of them, actually 5% and 10% for most of them, the reality is that it would add substantial cost to the compensation plan, and I believe the resulting price increase to everyone would find pretty unexciting. And so, you know, you have to balance the benefits versus the costs of any change you want to make, and while I agree with the concept behind rolling into personal group, I just don't see it working right now. The other issue obviously is that in my case, it would bump my personal group volume from like 7,000 give or take up to about 17,000. And so if, you know, as Don pointed out, this program has to create new volume, an exciting new volume, and by inflating everybody's personal group by allowing unqualified business leaders to roll in at this time, instead of looking at a 5,000 qualification, we would be looking at a 10 or a 12,000 or even a 15,000 qualification to get the motivation to go out and build. And so for that reason, I am not for that change at this time. And, of course, the Chins aren't, it wasn't really a topic of discussion, but for those that are concerned about it and wanted to see it happen, there are good reasons why it didn't. Even if the Chins did agree, we wouldn't want it to be that way right now. Don, do you want to weigh in on that
now,
question?
Paul, I think you express it very well. I don't expect most people that haven't been doing this business as long as you are, because you're really getting old, Paul, and it really helps to have a guy like you around, because you do know that there's a negative impact to that. And I would not expect most people on the call to really grasp that, but it's an economic, it's one of those mathematic things. It's really not intended to be a punishment, because those of us who are in the leadership position, we still make the 6%, but we go back and say, wow, that affects our qualification. Yeah, you're right. From an emotional standpoint, it does. But because of the impact of what would eventually happen to the costing, it's honestly not worth it. And I apologize for those people who don't get it. This is one where you just got to trust Paul on this one, because he's absolutely correct.
Okay, next, probably one of the other very common questions, Don, and I'll let you answer this, is will this change affect the pricing of the products?
Well, it's going to have to, but I think what we also have to understand is that we're facing a price increase probably February, March, or April, no matter what. If any of you have been following what's going on in the world today, whether it be the cost of the American dollar, whether it be the petroleum, the fuel cost, whether it be the feed cost, whether it be the agriculture cost, you know that in the grocery industry, you're somewhere in that 4 to 7% increase consistently. I can tell you right now, a year ago, I was buying eggs in the store for a dollar a dozen less than we are today. Milk by the gallon is going up, even though the U.S. government is subsidizing it. All grocery prices are increasing, and a lot of that is driven by the instability of the petroleum. But we have a fluctuation problem with the American dollar, which you hear about on TV all the time because of our debt crisis. The dollar fluctuates. It does, and it's creating a problem. So my projection from an economic standpoint is that we're looking at a 6 to 6.5% increase just for those world factors. This plan itself, I can't tell you what it's going to cost, but the way our incomes are going to change, it's got to be another 3 to 4 to 5%. Now, how that number comes out and what they arrive at, they haven't done yet, and they're not there. But I'm just giving you a heads up that if we did nothing, we were looking at between 5 and 7. If we do something, add another 3 to 5 to 6 to that number. And that's what will happen to the pricing. And it's not, the majority of it is not because of this change. The majority of it is because of the world situation.
Okay.
Would you like to answer that?
Next question. No, I'll let that hang on your shoulders.
I'm sorry.
No,
we
always expect a price increase. And the reality is, and that's why I struggled so much last year, Don, because I was looking at where we're at and where we need to be. And I was saying, okay, now how do we, because 2 years ago we dropped our prices 30%, we dropped qualifications 30%, and we all saw the results of that. Well, the natural inclination is, well, then we have to reverse both. And put a good compensation plan together and increase qualifications 30% and increase prices 30%. In my mind, I just could not see how do you do that without killing our business. And so when Oi Lin proposed this, and we did talk about pricing, and she told us what, what she felt like was a reasonable target, I was quite shocked. I mean, it's higher than we want, but it's nowhere near what I thought we'd need in order to fund this kind of a compensation plan. And so I was really quite pleased. And will there be an increase? Yes. Will it be so much that it will be devastating on our business? No. Because so much of it is, like you say, just dealing with economic factors. And then there will be some, how much we don't know yet, that will be reflected on the plan. And so we just go forward. We're very used to price increases. It happens every year, so it's no big deal. Okay, another question before we leave that, after the pricing issue, is we were asked quite a bit, if a business leader does not qualify once every 3 months, will they lose their personal volume downline, or just their business leader downline? And it's only their business leader downline, not their personal. I don't know if we touched on that one of the changes for the business leader is that instead of having to qualify every 6 months, you now have to qualify every 3 months. And you argue these points, you're making it harder. These people, they're going to lose their down life. They're not qualifying. Part of the plan now is such that it's going to be a lot more challenging to become a business leader to begin with. And so as a leader, you don't want to force people into that business leader position unless they've got the strength. And when I say strength, I mean the downline consumption in place to support it. And so if you've got somebody that's out there pushing and buying 3,000 or 4,000 themselves and stockpiling it, boy, you don't want them qualifying. And so you push them to go out and really build to where they've got 30, 40, 50 customers who are all buying their 200 whatever, so that they keeping them qualified isn't a major thing for them. And so you want to take that approach. And then the three months, 6 months, doesn't matter. I mean, they're there. But the reality is the Chens wanted it 3 months, and that's where it's going to be. And so we need to work with people to make sure that they're a legitimate business leader, that they'll stay there. And Don, we're pretty much out of time. Do you want to take a minute and just wrap it up?
Now, just that I think that a lot of what's going to happen in the next 90 to 120, 150 days is going to rely on us as individuals and what we do with our own businesses and what we do to try to reengage or reconnect with our customers that we have and people that are interested in consuming this product. If we don't individually go out and reconnect with those people to make sure that the volume is going to be there and then begin to bring in new people, then the suffering can be severe for some people. Those people that do the basic tasks are going to find that this is going to be extremely positive for them.
That's true. We are very excited about this. If we'll put the effort in it, I think we'll all see substantial economic rewards and real satisfaction in watching our business grow again. We'll probably be doing more conference calls where we're talking, because this is mostly compensation. We really need to address some of the strategy issues and so forth, and so there'll be more conference calls coming down the road. We really appreciate everybody attending with us, and Don, I appreciate you coming on, taking it's pretty late back on the East Coast, and so we appreciate your efforts and your insights, and thank you very much for coming. And Don, we'll talk.
And all your efforts to put the, and thanks for the efforts to put the calls together and your sheets, Paul. You're extremely valuable to all of us. Thank you.
All right, we'll see you.
Night.
Good night.